Tonight on the Worldview Report, a Canadian businessman who stood firm during the COVID lockdowns gets sweet revenge. The little town of Bethlehem will be devoid of any Christmas celebrations this year as the war in Israel rages. A supposed anti-Palestinian hate crime in Ohio turns out to be a hoax. The U.S. Army is begging the soldiers who resisted its COVID shots to come back and re-enlist. And Stacey Abrams, her brother-in-law, gets arrested on charges of a horrific sex crime against a minor. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Starting off tonight, we have some good news to report. All charges have been dropped against Calgary restaurant owner Jesse Johnson after he refused to shut down his business to the unvaccinated during Canada's sweeping COVID lockdowns. And now, Johnson says he will be suing the government. Speaking outside the courthouse, Johnson said, "We need to pray to Jesus Christ for forgiveness and to give us the light to fight further into the future." Watch this.
I plan on pursuing a civil suit, yes. It is a bittersweet irony what happened here today. My restaurant was shut unadjudicated. I was deemed guilty without going to a court of law. They shut a man's business down of 20 years, two families that depended on that, 30 people that were employed by it, the millions of dollars in taxes that I collected every year because I did what? Because I chose to accept all and to extend my love to all the fine people of Calgary. A travesty of justice is what occurred. Really, truly a shame, a grotesque perversion of hospitality. And I hope and pray that my brothers and the sisters in the restaurant industry will stand up in the future and refuse to discriminate any of their customers for any reason whatsoever. It was truly a shame what happened to the hospitality industry.
Has it been a difficult 2 years for you?
It's the most difficult experience of my life. These bastards, they literally tried to break me. They tried to break me financially, they tried to break me mentally, and they tried to break me spiritually, and they almost came close. If it wasn't for the good people that joined me here today, the many who I fought with on the streets of Calgary, in the prairies at Coutts, in Winnipeg, all across Canada, the millions who rose up to defend our rights and freedoms in this great, great land, we need to pray to Jesus Christ to offer us forgiveness and to give us the light to fight further into the future.
What is your message to people who are still fighting against these charges, against the government? The government is still going after them.
Never give up hope. Never give up hope. And believe in yourself. One thing I've learned across this journey is that the power of the human spirit is indomitable. And if there's a mountain in front of me, that mountain shall move.
One poster on X commented, quote, "Imagine if every businessman in America had taken that stand," end quote. Well, that's a great point. The COVID lockdowns, well, they would have been over before they got started, and the historic globalist power grab would have never taken place. The West Bank city of Bethlehem, famous for being the birthplace of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, has declared that they will be removing all decorations celebrating the annual holiday of Christmas. The city posted on its Facebook page the following, quote, "Bethlehem municipality crews announced the dismantling of Christmas decorations installed several years ago in the city's neighborhoods and removing all festive appearances in honor of the martyrs and in solidarity with our people in Gaza," end quote. Why are the festivities being canceled? Spokesperson for the city told The Telegraph, quote, "The reason is the general situation in Palestine. People are not really into any celebration. They are sad, angry, and upset. Our people in Gaza are being massacred and killed in cold blood. Therefore, it is not appropriate at all to have such festivities while there is a massacre happening in Gaza and attacks in the West Bank, end quote. So, instead of the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, they have chosen to mourn the death of Hamas terrorists. A new poll of Palestinians living in Gaza and the West Bank that was taken since the events of October 7th, well, it shows 75%, that's right, 75% of Palestinians support the October 7th massacre. And 76% of respondents said they have a positive view of Hamas. 98.2% have a negative view of America. That's 98.2%. Interesting. 64% have a negative view of Iran. They seem a little confused, don't they? Resist the Mainstream reports that an Ohio man has been arrested for allegedly lying to police about being the victim of an anti-Palestinian hate crime. 20-year-old Hisham Hayad told the Cleveland chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, that a driver had hurled anti-Palestinian slurs at him and hit him with his car. That's according to an October 23rd CARE press release, which demanded an investigation into the incident. North Ridgefield police, well, they arrested Ayad on Tuesday and said he lied about the encounter and that his injuries had come from a fight with his brother. That's what Cleveland.com reported. Ayad told CARE officials that he was walking home from eating lunch near the border of Olmsted Falls and North Ridgeville around 4:10 p.m. when a vehicle slowed down beside him and the driver yelled statements like, quote, kill all Palestinians, end quote, and quote, long live Israel, end quote. He claims they yelled that at him, and this was even in the press release from CARE. CARE wrote, quote, the driver then allegedly turned around and hit the man while shouting die, end quote. The release, it included a photo of Ayad lying in a hospital bed while wearing a neck brace. Fatin Adia, the Cleveland interim director of CARE Ohio, said at the time, quote, we hope the North Ridgeville Police Department and the FBI will collect all the information they need to charge this individual with a hate crime, end quote. Yad told responding police officers he, quote, had been struck by a vehicle and that the incident was racially motivated, end quote. That's what North Ridgeville police told Cleveland.com in a statement. He was taken to a hospital, according to the police. Investigators, they reviewed the video footage from the area, and they concluded that Ayad had lied about being hit by the vehicle and lied about the racial slurs. That's what the police said. In fact, police said the, quote, injuries sustained at the time of the incident were caused by a violent fight that the alleged victim had participated in with his brother, which was confirmed by area video surveillance, end quote. Assad was taken into custody on Tuesday and charged with making false alarms, falsification, obstructing official business, domestic violence, and assault. That's according to Cleveland.com. Soldiers who were forced out of the Army for refusing the COVID death shot have received letters begging them to rejoin as the U.S. military faces its toughest recruiting environment in a generation. According to a letter signed by Brigadier General Hope Ramphy, the Army Director of Personnel Management, quote, as a result of the rescission of all current COVID-19 vaccination requirements, former soldiers who were involuntarily separated for their refusal to receive the COVID-19 vaccination may request a correction of their military records, end quote. It also instructs soldiers looking to return to service to contact an Army, Reserve, or National Guard recruiter. It was not immediately clear to any Army spokesperson if soldiers who rejoin would return to their former unit. The letter that was circulated on social media and confirmed by the Army as authentic to task and purpose, well, it outlines the steps that soldiers could take to correct their military records through the Army Discharge Review Board or the Army Board for Correction of Military Records. In October, CNN reported that only 43 of over 8,000 troops across the entire military had been discharged for refusing the vaccine and showed interest in rejoining. 43 out of over 8,000. As of September, 19 soldiers returned to active duty. That's according to the Army. The letter comes as the Army, well, they're dealing with a recruitment crisis, to say the least. The service, they missed their recruiting goals for this past year by nearly 15,000 soldiers. There has been a lack of interest from Generation Z to join the military, with many citing factors as broad as the economy and job market to factors as specific as the service's struggles with sexual assault and suicide in the ranks. Army has turned to offering sign-up bonuses, and soldiers are often given the choice of first duty station. They've also upped their advertisement spending to reach various demographics. The Army separated 1,903 active duty soldiers for refusing the COVID-19 vaccination during the nearly year and a half that it was mandatory. That's what the service said. Letters were sent to approximately 1,900 troops, according to an Army spokesperson. Quote, "This was specifically as part of the COVID mandate recession process," end quote. So said Army spokesperson Bryce Duby, and referred to the policy that was passed in last year's annual defense policy bill. A renowned anesthesiologist professor at Mayo Clinic College of Medicine and Science in Minnesota is suing the institution for violating his speech rights. That's according to a report from CBN News. Dr. Michael J. Joyner alleges he was disciplined for telling media his assessment of biological men participating in women's sports. The legal action was filed in Olmsted County in Minnesota, naming the clinic, its College of Medicine, the clinic's president, and a manager for the institution's anesthesiology medicine department as defendants. Joyner charges that Mayo officials ignored the organization's, quote, "promise of free expression and academic freedom for faculty," end quote. He explains he was told to confine himself to, quote, "prescribed messaging," end quote. Joyner was suspended without pay for a week by administrators that cited his, quote, "use of idiomatic language," end quote, and comments that he made in a June 2022 New York Times article as justification for the disciplinary actions based on a March 5th disciplinary letter. That's according to the College Fix. The complaint explains, quote, "free speech and academic freedom do not become less important because of public disagreement or debate. To the contrary, it is precisely during times of intense disagreement that unbiased research and expert opinions of faculty are most in service to the public," end quote. Joyner, one of the most visible of personnel at Mayo, has co-authored some 500 medical studies. Mayo officials told CBN that Joyner violated a number of institution policies and was reprimanded. Mayo hired a lawyer to review the situation, and the lawyer paid, of course, by the institution. Well, to no one's surprise, the lawyer found that Mayo's actions were not promoted by retaliation. Kelly Miller, Joyner's lawyer, told the Minneapolis Star Tribune the clinic's statement was, quote, "a vitriolic, defamatory, and baseless press release," end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let me remind you and thank you for supporting our broadcast network. And this broadcast is brought to you in part by WVWFoundation.com. That is our biggest sponsor, WVWFoundation.com. The foundation exists to help push out Christian worldview programming for free as a ministry and broadcast service. So if you appreciate Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, my radio show 1 to 2, which we've turned into a television show, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time each day, Worldview Radio. If you appreciate Worldview Report Sunday that airs live at 10 a.m. Central Time on Sunday mornings. If you appreciate my Sunday night Bible study that takes place at 8 p.m. Central Time Sunday nights. If you appreciate all of these broadcasts, including Worldview Financial Report, that's another one. If you appreciate all of these shows, we appreciate your support by going to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors, and you can sign up for an automatic monthly contribution there at WVWFoundation.com. Now, please mark December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. And we're going to have 2 days of celebrating the 30th anniversary of Worldview Weekend. My wife and I started Worldview Weekend in February of 1993. In 2006, out of Worldview Weekend, we birthed WVW Broadcast Network and what you know as Worldview Tube and Worldview Radio. And so we're reaching more people than we ever have. Literally, well over 1 million unique viewers a month at worldviewtube.com. So if you appreciate the fact we're reaching people with the truth of a Christian worldview through news and programming and information and education, we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com. And on that 2 days, December 2nd and 3rd, we're going to celebrate that 30 years. In studio will be Annie Cyrus. Also with us, Leo Holman. And we'll be bringing you a lot of first-time programs, including keynote presentations never shown yet, from our Ozarks Worldview Week in October with General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, and others. We're also going to have some new episodes of House to House, some brand new episodes of House to House, that cooking and decorating and remodeling program hosted by my wife, Melissa. You don't want to miss out on the great programming Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd. We'll also have our phone lines open, and many of you will be able to call in and let us know what this broadcast ministry has meant to you over the years. So we look forward to you being part of it on December 2nd and 3rd. That's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, at worldviewtube.com. Worldviewtube.com. But in the meantime, thank you for helping us keeping all this going with your contributions at WVWFoundation.com. Officials in Rio de Janeiro were so excited about pop star Taylor Swift's imminent concerts in Brazil that they electronically projected a Swiftie-themed robe onto its famed Christ the Redeemer statue that overlooks the glittering city. Apparently, Rio has won the award for the most over-the-top Swift welcome by not only ranking her with Michael Jackson, but even putting her up there with Jesus Christ by plastering her all over the 98-foot-tall religious statue. Many are claiming it was blasphemous. Swift, well, she appeared at the city's stadium from November 17th to the 19th. But when she landed in the city, officials moved to offer her a massive display of welcome. The overskirt projected onto the famed statue includes the names of Brazil's states, along with references to Taylor, such as a bow and arrow to represent her tune, The Archer, and a scarf to represent her song, All Too Well. And I know neither of those songs or any of her songs. In other news, Israel on Tuesday sharply condemned international organizations for failing to act over the years as Hamas turned Gaza hospitals into terror bases. That's according to a report by Israel 365 News. Ilan Levi, a spokesman for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, stated at a press briefing over the weekend, quote, "Too long, international agencies and officials have been tacitly complicit with Hamas's long-standing abuse of hospitals as human shields. We are demanding full accountability from them. What did you know? Why did you not say anything? Why did you continue to do propaganda for Hamas instead of doing your jobs?" End quote. Levi, well, he singled out for special rebuke the World Health Organization Director General, Dr. Tedros, and the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief, Martin Griffiths. The two criticized the Israeli Defense Forces and their operations near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, with Tedros tweeting that, quote, "The reports of military incursion into Al-Shifa Hospital are deeply concerning," end quote. And Griffiths, well, he posted that he was, quote, "appalled by reports of military raids in Al-Shifa Hospital," end quote. Levi, well, he countered their accusations, stating, quote, "No. What is disturbing is Hamas putting its headquarters in the basement and the fact that you are covering for them. No, what is appalling is that Hamas hijacked protected institutions and UN agencies did nothing." To the alphabet soup of international agencies complicit with Hamas war crimes, we say your negligence has put lives at risk and has cost innocent lives. Now, that we have caught you in the act, can you please find the strength to condemn Hamas? Forget us. You have failed the Palestinian people. You have failed the world. You have all failed at your jobs. End quote. Breitbart News reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his opposition Saturday night to a proposal by U.S. President Joe Biden to restore control of Gaza to the Palestinian Authority once Hamas is removed from power and destroyed. On Saturday, Biden published an op-ed in the Washington Post in which he supported Israel, though once again, he joined the Israeli cause to the Ukrainian cause, putting Hamas and Russia in the same category as enemies of the United States. Biden also reiterated that his support for a, quote, two-state solution, end quote, was the only answer to the conflict. And then he added, quote, "As we strive for peace, Gaza and the West Bank should be reunited under a single governance structure, ultimately under a revitalized Palestinian Authority, as we all work toward a two-state solution," end quote. Yet, Benjamin Netanyahu emphatically rejected that idea at a weekend press conference with his generals, and good for him for doing so. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Spain is on fire with protest. For a second straight weekend, people were coming out in droves to protest the fraudulent socialist power play of socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. Reportedly, more than 1 million people spilled into the streets of Madrid and several other cities on Saturday, November 18th. The corporate mainstream media, well, they're doing their best to ignore the uprising in Spain against a corrupt regime. Why? Because I don't think they want Americans, Canadians, and other Europeans to realize what's been going on in Spain, where corrupt political gamesmanship is not really so different from what's taking place in their countries over the last 3 or 4 years. Some are starting to see Spain's situation as a revolution in the making. Watch this. Here's another clip from a different vantage point. And finally, another, as Spain says no to the Sanchez coup. Well, it's going to be very difficult for that political party to remain in power for long when you have over 1 million people in the streets protesting their existence. It will be interesting to see where this goes, and hopefully the desperate lunge for freedom will spread to other countries in the world, including the United States of America. Some are saying that's one reason why the media is suppressing this story. They don't want this virus of freedom to spread. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can do it a few ways. One is this way, and we have a big announcement. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66, and when you do, you'll get free shipping. Everything. MyPillow.com, free shipping. Right now. This is a huge deal, as you know how expensive shipping has become. So right now, anything you order at MyPillow.com and you use the promo code B66, you will get free shipping. Did I say free shipping? Indeed, free. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Free shipping. These make great Christmas gifts, and they make great gifts for yourself. So don't delay, get your order in now and get the free shipping while this offer is available. I don't know how long they're going to offer free shipping, so don't delay. MyPillow.com, promo code B66, you get savings, we get credit, it's a big part of our general operating budget, and you get free shipping, all right? Also, don't forget about WVWTVstore.com. You can get a lot of great Christmas gifts there. Yeah. I know, it's survival gear, but guess what? A lot of it you can use for camping and hiking and hunting. You have any people in your family? You have any friends that like to camp or go hunting? Well, there's a lot of gear there for you. Check it all out. WVWTVstore.com. By the way, freeze-dried food is also great for camping and hunting. I know, as a kid, I spent a couple weeks in the Boundary Waters each summer. And we took our freeze-dried food with us. And we didn't know it was freeze-dried food. It tasted so good. And I'm telling you right now, I've eaten many of the entrees. And if you made this food, and it's real food, it's real food. It's just been freeze-dried. And you can bring it back. You can hydrate it and bring it back. If you made this for people and put it in front of them, they wouldn't know they were eating freeze-dried food. I'm not kidding you. So this actually also makes not only great survival food in a case of an emergency, but you can use it for camping and hunting. Not to mention all the other supplies we have there. So check it out. They make great Christmas gifts. And you're supporting our cause because this is a big part of our general operating budget as well. WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Okay? And then don't forget to go to TWC.health/Brannon. TWC.health/Brannon. And there you can get vital prescriptions for an emergency. I have 4 of these on hand for my family. Ivermectin, amoxicillin, other very important medications that do require prescription. So when you go to twc.health/Brandon and you order your emergency kit, be sure to check your email because you're going to have to finish filling out some paperwork because it is a real prescription. All right. twc.health/Brandon. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. That's our biggest supporter. WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.